Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Andrew Dixon.
Two of my favourite contemporary hymn writers are Matt Papa and Matt Boswell. Writers of His Mercy Is More, Sing We the Song of Emmanuel, and co-writers of Christ Our Hope in Life and Death. They have an ability to marry theological depth with singable melody, a rare feat these days. One of their songs that I love to sing at this time of year is called Come Behold the Wondrous Mystery. And it starts like this. Come behold the wondrous mystery in the dawning of the King. He, the theme of heaven's praises, robed in frail humanity. In our longing and our darkness, now the light of life has come. Look to Christ who condescended, took on flesh to ransom us. That is a packed first verse if ever there was one. December the 25th is when we remember the dawning of the King. A light rising in darkness. The Gospel of John is, if I'm allowed to say such things, my favourite Gospel. And in it we are told that the world was living in darkness. But not only that, but that the world loved the darkness. Any light in the world was not our own that we possess, but rather light that comes from outside of us. And John tells us that Jesus is the light of the world and the light of life who came into the world. The translation of John 1's He came and dwelt among us can be more accurately translated that He came and tabernacled amongst us. A reminder of when God would meet His people in the tabernacles in the temple of the Old Testament. The eternal Son, begotten, not created, dressed Himself with and took on our humanity, coming amongst us to redeem. We did not choose Him, but He chose us. It was His initiative and His plan. And what's more, a virgin was chosen to bear Him. He was conceived in the Holy Spirit so that He would share our humanity, but not our sin. A wondrous mystery indeed. At Christmas, we remember that Jesus was laid in a manger. And we usually think of a wooden box filled with straw, but actually, there's a good argument that it was a stone manger, designed as a place to lay a lamb that was to be used as a sacrifice. The lamb would be wrapped and laid in the manger as a sign that this was being set aside as a sacrifice for sin. How apt then that the Gospels tell us that Jesus was wrapped in cloth and laid in the manger. We love the innocence of our children's nativity plays at this time of year, but the Christ child comes because none of us are innocent and we need help. But don't let the frailty of this baby fool you. This baby grows up in wisdom and strength, anointed by the Holy Spirit to drive out the enemy and crush the head of the serpent, the devil, just as he was prophesied to do. The godly dying for the ungodly on Good Friday. But this was not the last word. That hymn I mentioned earlier ends with these lines, Come, behold the wondrous mystery, slain by death, the God of life. But no grave could e'er restrain Him, praise the Lord, He is alive. And what a foretaste of deliverance, how unwavering in our hope, Christ in power resurrected, as we will be when He comes. And unless Christ does come first, we will all die. If you are a believer, death is not the end. Pain is not permanent. Fragility is not final. Though you die, as we all will, you shall live. Until that moment, we live in another period of waiting. A second advent as we long for the return of our King with unwavering hope and confidence. The world is dark in more ways than one. But the light that came 2,000 years ago never goes out, never fades, and never leaves those who are truly His. And so this year I invite you to come, behold the wondrous mystery. Merry Christmas.